Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Ema McCarthy. Pope Benedict XVI met with a group of bishops from Korea this Thursday who are currently on their ad limina visit to the Holy See. During the next few days, they will have a series of meetings with the Holy Father and officials of the Roman Curia. In between meetings, we caught up with Bishop Joseph Lee Han-tiek of the Diocese of Ujongbu, just north of Seoul, capital of South Korea. He said that the Korean Church has a strong regional role to play in protecting life as the bishops seek to counter abortion, the death penalty and stem cell research, and that these are some of the issues they will be highlighting with the Pope.
You know, the Holy Father is concerned about the humanity in general, and especially the life, you know. These days, modern man has, you know, the inclination to despise the life. And then also the economic progress is often very selfish. Mankind has to share, you know, whatever you have, you know. So the Holy Father is really concerned about the life of the poor people, oppressed people, and so on, you know.
Bishop Han-tiek's diocese lies close to the border which has divided the Korean peninsula for over 50 years and is also home to one of South Korea's largest military bases. He welcomed the recent warming relations between the neighboring states and the steps to eliminate the nuclear threat on the peninsula. But Bishop Han-tiek also pointed out that demilitarization and denuclearization is an imperative and that force can never bring peace.
By force, you cannot earn peace. You know, you have to recognize, respect other persons, and then you have to share whatever you have in order to build peace in the world.